direct from Anaheim. It's blindbargains.com coverage of CSUN 2019. Brought to you by AFB Access World. For the latest news and accessibility information on mainstream and access technology, Apple, Google, Microsoft, and Amazon offerings, access technology book reviews and mobile apps, and how they can enhance entertainment, education, and employment, log on to Access World, the American Foundation for the Blind's free monthly online technology magazine. www.afb.org/aw. Now, here's Shelley Brisbane.
I'm on the floor of CSUN 2019 at the TriSight booth, where I've been a few times before to talk about Android and Windows-based tablets, but I hear we have something a little bit different, and I'm talking to Namita about new products from TriSight, including an iPad-based magnifier. Hi, Namita.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So tell me about this product. This is an iPad on a stand that's designed as a magnifier?
Yes. So we have a stand, and we take the 13-inch iPad, and we got a special software for it. It does magnification, and it also does reading. So you can magnify your text, and you can take a picture, and you can read it, read out your book or whatever, and then you can get out of it and use it as an iPad.
So this is the brand new iPad that was just released last fall?
Yes.
The biggest one?
Yes, okay. It is. It's the 13-inch one.
And was that important in your calculus about deciding which iPad to use? Are you going to have versions for the other ones? Or do we need to have... Is it really important that the iPad be very big to be a magnifier?
Yes, actually that is important because it gives you a big screen. I think a lot of people with vision disability love that big screen. We do have Android versions of it, that smaller screen. But everybody, when they look at that 13-inch, they know that clear font, they know that that's important.
Right. Well, let's describe the stand. So it's you've got a flat surface below, a reading stand, and then you've got illumination.
Yes.
That I guess that's not part of the iPad. That's a light that you add to the stand?
No, the light comes with the iPad.
Okay.
And that was also important for choosing which iPad.
Okay.
Because the 13-inch iPad actually has a built-in light.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
And it looks like you can adjust the angle of that stand and the height.
That is correct. You
right.
can. It's a metal stand. It's very sturdy. But you can also. It's also very light. It's
okay.
Under 3 pounds.
Okay.
You can fold it up. It has a handle. You can take that handle. It comes with a bag. You can put it in your bag and take it with you.
And is this product available yet?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And what's the pricing on it?
It's $3,995.
Okay.
But that kind of includes the 13-inch iPad.
An iPad comes free with your software.
Exactly. And the stand.
So the software is mainly about doing the magnification. Does it have other functions, or does it just look like a normal iPad when you're out of your software?
It looks like a normal iPad when you're out of your software.
Okay.
But it also, our software also reads.
Okay.
So it's actually the only OCR for iPads.
That's interesting. So it'll do OCR, and then you can save the documents. And is it soft? Is that software that you build, or have you adapted
yes.
that software?
Okay. We
great.
Build that software.
Okay.
That's correct.
Cool. Well, you've got another product. Let's talk about wearables.
Yes. We have a wearable, which is basically a Samsung VR headset. And you wear it, and it does magnification and OCR, and it's got voice recognition, which means if you don't need to press buttons to say, you can just say zoom in, zoom out. You can say change color, and it'll do that for you. So it's just easy to interact with.
Now, I've seen several products that use the Samsung VR headset. I don't remember how many of them have voice recognition, if any, but that's a pretty useful thing, because finding those knobs up there at the top of the headset is kind of a pain.
Oh, they're confusing for me.
Yeah, exactly.
I wasn't able to do it.
So is this product available too?
Yes, it is available.
Okay. And what kinds of vision conditions do people who buy you that product typically have?
I would say macular degeneration. I would say some of them have tunnel vision. But I think it's more important. What I actually tell all the customers is, I know there is a lot of wearables now. It's confusing, but
yes, try, it is.
Yes, it is. It is. And but I would say, please try it out, because everybody has a different issue and everybody is looking for a different thing. There are lots of products out there. Try it out. What we do is we give it for free for 60 days, so you can just try it out for 60 days and send it back in case it doesn't work for you, because it's very important for you to be comfortable wearing it.
So does it come with an Android device? You need to provide that yourself in addition to the VR headset in order to run it?
No, it comes with the device. It comes in a box. It's preloaded. Everything's done for you. You just need to switch it on and wear it and try it.
And so you would say your secret sauce is the voice recognition?
Yes, I would say that. And I would also say our software is better.
Yay, better software. It's good to be proud of your products. So tell me, what's the cost of that product?
So that's $2,995.
Okay. Yeah. Great. Well, let's tell everybody where they can find out more about TriSight if they're interested in your products.
So they can go on our website. It's www.trysight.com. Or they can call in at 888-909-2544.
Excellent. Namita, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Shelly.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys. Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2019.